We have the example of Nelson Mandela. When South Africa was ruled by the white apartheid government, Nelson Mandela was imprisoned in Robben Island for more than 25 years. And by the white apartheid government, he was called as terrorist number one. Later on, when South Africa gets its freedom and the white apartheid government is thrown out, Nelson Mandela gets freed and he becomes the president of South Africa and gets the Nobel Prize for Peace. Imagine terrorist number one getting the Nobel Prize for Peace. So here we realize the media, whatever label it gives to a person, that label gets stuck to him. The media is very powerful. It can turn black into white, white into black, hero into villain, villain into hero. This is the power of the media. We Muslims, we are very backward. We need to use the same media, we have to make it halal, to strive to convey the message of Islam. And I do know that 99% things what come on the television, they are haram. But we need to use the same media, we have to make it halal, to strive to convey the message of Islam.